You are listening to Robert and Rachel Zink, Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaches. The following is the audio from a recent YouTube video. Check out Law of Attraction Solutions on YouTube for the visual content to this audio. Keep soaring high.
Here are seven inner signs of success. Master these traits and manifest anything you desire. Hi, everyone. Robert Zenk, Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach. And today, we've got a lightning storm going on. There's energy everywhere. But somehow, we're getting above those dark clouds, and we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. That's what this channel is about. It's about your dreams and your goals accomplished through the law of attraction. Be sure and subscribe and click the bell icon. Thank you so much for sharing this channel around the net as well. It's just a wonderful feeling. You go someplace and you see one of your videos that's been shared and you go, oh, that's great. People are resonating with the message of personal empowerment, of taking your life to the next level, becoming the highest version of yourself, soaring high like a beautiful eagle. Today we're talking about seven inner signs. They're inner signs of success. And if you can master these seven inner signs of success, and some of them might be a little controversial, so stick with me on this, okay? If you can master them, you will see massive change in your life, especially your financial life. But it also applies to other areas of your life as well. Your career, your love life, your family life, your community life. You know, these seven inner traits or inner signs of success are applicable everywhere in every area of your life. The number one, this is controversial. Here we go. Competitive. Successful people have an inner sense of a competitive spirit within them. I know we're living in a world right now where we give out participation trophies, where we have safe spaces for people, where we protect people from competition, where we teach them that competition is bad. But think about it. There's nothing greater than somebody who has a goal, has a dream, is working on that dream, is focusing on that dream morning, noon, and night, is pouring blood, sweat, and tears into that dream and accomplishing it. Oh, it's a beautiful sight. It's like a sunrise in the morning. It's just a wonderful experience. And yes, it's competitive, but the true competition may be with other competitors. But the real competition, where the competition really takes place, is within yourself. Competition, like money, is good. You know, when you are competing with yourself, focusing on becoming a better version of who you are each and every day, taking your life to the next level, focusing on your diet, focusing on your exercise, focusing on your education, focusing on your goals and your dreams. That's competitive, but you're not competing with other people, you're competing with you. And that's what's important. So successful people have this inner spirit of competition. The next inner trait, high flyers, is passion. Being passionate. There's something about a person who is successful, who creates something, who does something, who leaves a legacy for the world to enjoy, learn from, and benefit from. They have this total sense of passion about their life, about their mission, about their purpose. They are passionate about their family. They're passionate about their relationships. They're passionate about their employees. They're passionate about their career. They're passionate about the important things in life. They live life as if it were a sponge, and they're squeezing every last drop of life force out of that sponge. That's their passion. And successful people are passionate about what they are doing, who they are, where they're going, what they're accomplishing. I believe that's you. You're a passionate individual, but in our society, people want to put the brakes on you. They want to put the brakes on your passion. High flyers, break free. Allow your passion to soar like a beautiful eagle. Don't hold back anymore. Ever again, your passion deserves to soar high. It deserves to fly. This is a huge trait of inner success. Sign number 3 of inner success is specialized knowledge. You know, you run into these people all the time. And you know who I'm talking about. They know a little bit about everything. They're like a jack of all trades. You talk to them about this, they know about that. You talk to them about this, they know about that. They know a little bit about everything. They know enough to argue about everything. I have a good friend like that. Any subject that you propose to talk about, he has the ability to turn into a discussion and eventually an argument. And that's what excites him. But that's not what excites successful people. Successful people don't want to waste their time arguing. They desire specialized knowledge. I remember years ago when I had my first advertising agency. I was so proud of it. It had beautiful walnut cabinets. It had cherry wood desks, sliding glass doors, a special place for the artist, the copywriters, all of that. And I had my dad come down to my office and look around. And he walked in and he looked at the... He said, "Wow." He says, "You must be making a lot of money." I said, "No, we're breaking even right now, but we are close to making a lot of money." And he says, "Funny, my boss works in an old warehouse, a beat-up desk, and he makes about $2 million a year." Why? Why did this man make $2 million a year? Because he didn't know about everything. He had specialized knowledge in one field. It happened to be the wine and beer industry. But he had incredible knowledge in that business. He knew about the vineyards and the suppliers and the brewers and the competition and shelf space and this and that. Everything to do with that business. And that's why he was the best at it. So high flyers, successful people, they desire to be the best at what they do. They desire to know the most at what they do. If you come over to our house and you see our Shakespeare library, and our Shakespeare library is not a library of Shakespeare, though we do have some, it's a library of personal empowerment. You will be shocked at the number of books that we have. And those are the physical books. Why? Because Rachel and I know the value and the importance of constantly learning, constantly taking our own life, our own game, to the next level, and then sharing it with others. So number 4 Number four on your list is creative visualization. Successful people visualize. Walt Disney was a visualizer. Everything he created, an entire empire, was created right here. Now, while he'd never lived to see it, he created Epcot Center right here. It was all in his head. He saw it in his mind. He saw what his company could become. More importantly, he saw how he could reach out to families, to children, and give them quality entertainment. And if you have ever been to Disneyland, trust me, it's an incredible place. There is a garbage can every 30 feet. It's absolutely clean. There's no garbage anywhere. There's beautiful music. People get along. People love each other at Disneyland. Yeah, there are crowds, but there's something about that. He saw that. He visualized that in his mind. That's what I'm trying to say. Whatever it is you desire to do, you must see it. If you can see it in your mind, you can live it in your life. Write that down. If you can see it in your mind, you will live it in your life. That's the power of creative visualization. Everybody who has become wealthy, who has become abundant and prosperous, visualized that money, but more importantly, they visualized the project, the goal, the mission, the purpose. That's what Steve Jobs did. That's what Bill Gates did when he said, I believe I can visualize, I can see a computer in every home. When at the time, computers were like huge, right? They were big, tall things. But he saw a computer in every home. Well, next is number five, persistence. Successful people are persistent. They do not give up easily. I'm not saying they're the kind of people that will bang their head against a cement wall. They understand that there are times when they might want to go a different direction, a different path. But for the most part, they are strongly persistent. Are you one of those people that just don't give up? If you start a puzzle, no matter what, you got to finish it. Even if you don't want to finish it, you have to finish it because you're persistent. Develop that quality. Develop that quality of starting something and finishing it. Start some projects that you don't even want to do and finish them. Start training yourself to be persistent. Number six, successful people avoid toxic people. If they have toxic people in their life, they move on and find other people. Now, when I say other people, they find people that are not toxic, people that are positive and optimistic. Toxic people oftentimes have a low achievement mentality. They're not big into achievement. And everybody that achieves and creates something and has abundance and prosperity, they're bad. They're bad people. Toxic people find badness in everything. So if you have toxic people in your life, avoid them. You know, and if they're family, well, you know, do the best you can. Number seven, be optimistic. This is a huge, huge inner trait of success, optimism. Successful people don't see defeat. They see new ways of achieving. Okay, so many people write me, it's over with, Robert. I'm just failing. I'm just not doing well. I want this and I want that. And they're just sliding on this negative slide. You do not need to get on that slippery, greasy, negative slide downward when you can climb the mountain upward. You know, every step that you take upward through optimism and positive belief brings you closer to the summit of the mountain where the view is so much better, and the air is much clearer and cleaner. Okay, my bonus one, number 8. I know this was 7 signs of inner success, but here's number 8. They create their own reality. Successful people understand that the words they use, the behavior that they engage in, the beliefs they choose to have, create the reality around them. And so they take responsibility for everything they say, everything they do, because they understand at some level it may affect their reality. They are and understand at some level, almost all successful creators understand that they are co-creators of their world. You, high flyers, you are co-creators of your reality. Hey, I want to remind you to empower your subconscious mind to aid you in your ability to co-create the life you desire. Go to MiracleMindHypnosis.com. That's MiracleMindHypnosis.com, and download your free copy of our Miracle Mind Hypnosis audio program. It's free for you. It will help you with abundance and prosperity and love and all the good things in life. And it's our gift, Rachel, myself, Max, Marvel, Merlin. It's our gift to you because we love you. Just go get it. It's free. We want you to have it. And then, you know, send us a letter. Let us know how well it's helping you in your life. Thank you. Be sure and stick with it for at least a month, too. Okay, we're out of time. Have a great day. Apply these 7 inner secrets of success to your life and live the life you deserve. Bye-bye now.